Adam Cravens, and Jane Ellen watch more movies each month than most people do in a year. Parental guidance suggested reviews new movies in theaters with no spoilers promise. These film nerds know their stuff.
Hello and welcome to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
And it is the new year, and you have seen
movies
in the theater still.
You know, as much as people complain and say the convenience of the home, like they are all about, I love going to the theater. Like, I love it. Apparently, if things continue in the trajectory that they are going, it's going to be like vinyl. But my goodness, like, I still love going to the theater. I don't know if it's because I'm now nostalgic for something that I feel like is slowly going away or what, but like I am so down to go to the theater. I love sitting in theaters and watching movies. Obviously.
When you think about it, though, it's kind of funny when it's not a sold out crowd, because that's a whole different thing. But if you're just going and there's just a few people there, it's like, I can see this for $5 in my home, or I can go and sit among strangers in the dark for $5 and watch it bigger.
Or if you're me, like, you will make a point to find the time when people aren't there. Like, there's less showtime, so it's harder to do that. But, I mean, you're talking about, like, the Sunday morning guy. Like, you know who watches movies on Sunday morning? No one.
Oh, I always do.
No one does. Oh, my goodness. It's so great. And as long as you don't get that person that wants to make friends in a 300-seat theater, like, you're fine. You're fine.
Sunday mornings, Northern Virginia. I'm going to start off with the Bowery Boys. Then we're going to move on to some Abbott and Costello. And you get one or two Tarzan movies. Then maybe some musicals in the late afternoon. So when my husband says, hey, the kids aren't doing anything but watching TV, I'm like, yeah.
Well, that's kind of what I did.
Kind of what I did my whole life.
I just did it more socially.
I guess. Yeah. That's about it.
Instead of, you know, flipping through the channels and being like, well, what's on, you know, TBS and rerun, or like, you know, what old movies on HBO? Like, you just happen to go to the local multiplex.
Yes.
And see the, yeah.
Yes, that was Channel 20. That was the, it wasn't NBC, CBS, or ABC, or Fox, which didn't exist. It was that other channel that showed stuff. I don't know what it's called. But anyway, I now want to revisit the Bowery Boys and wonder just how offensive I would find it.
There's a lot of stuff that I think upon further viewing, like, I'm going to go ahead and say a lot of comedies from the 80s and probably 70s.
Or 40s.
Well, 40s as well. But I'm saying there's a lot of stuff that you're not supposed to joke about now, and like there's entire movies based on a one-line premise of something that would like get you fired nowadays.
Right. I made some awesome jokes the other day, which my husband appreciated, and my children were like, Mom! And I said, I really don't remember what the joke is, but I do know I wouldn't repeat it if I did. But it was an aside, and it had something to do with, oh, I think we were watching Trading Places, and something popped up that amused me, and I made remark, Mom, you can't say that. I said, there was a whole movie about it, so I can say it in my own home.
Eddie Murphy got to say it.
Mm-hmm. It, by the way, is not the N-word. That's not it. I actually don't remember what it was, but whatever it was, my children were highly offended by the fact that I made a joke about it.
Well, I mean, if you will go back and watch Delirious or Raw for any, let's say, 5-minute span, there's plenty of stuff I guarantee you that he's saying that you can't or shouldn't say today.
Hmm.
Like, I mean, and those are like huge, tremendously successful, like theatrically released stand-up specials. But like, if you, like I said, just take any 3 to 5 minute like chunk of that movie, and you probably like they would just be like, no, we can't release that now.
The first comic I remember besides Bob Hope, who to me was more of a host, was Don Rickles. So in my mind, you can say whatever to whoever, whenever, as long as it's funny.
Which seemed to be what that was Don Rickles' shtick right there.
Oh man!
Say whatever, like to whomever.
And he had no malice toward anyone, but he was hilarious. And then I watched everyone else, George Carlin, and others. Who's the guy that set himself on fire?
Pryor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him. I could see his face with Gene Wilder. I was like, you know, so he just...
And Gene Wilder, while not a stand-up comedian, like, hysterical fellow. Oh, wow.
If you go from Don Rickles to Richard Pryor to Eddie Murphy to Jamie Foxx to
there's a everyone. Yeah.
I mean, I think as long as there's no evil intent, if it's solidly funny, it's funny.
I think, yeah, I'm kind of in the same place. Like, if I've been made fun of for things that, like, I am. And I mean, honest to goodness, as long as it's funny.
It's funny.
I could care less. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's not funny, I'm not offended, but, like, don't do it.
Yeah,
like,
isn't that funny?
At the end of the day, as long as the button on the end is, like, I think it's funny, make fun of whatever you want to mm-hmm. about me. I'm fine with that. Just at the end, entertain me. That's all I want. That's all I want.
Yeah, but this has nothing to do with the movies
that
you've seen.
No,
at all.
I don't even remember how we got off on this.
Neither do I, but
it's the first tangent we have ever went off on.
This year. Okay. I think it started because of the Bowery Boys. Use guys. So, you saw a Tom Hanks movie.
I did.
The theater.
News of the World. And I didn't realize this until the credits rolled, but it's also a Paul Greengrass movie.
Like, well, I love his.
I mean, he's actually, Green Zone 2, no, 3.
Green Man, Green Mile.
No, it didn't do a Green trilogy. Hmm. Several of the Bourne movies. Just the one Green Zone. I'm sorry I even brought it up now.
Speaking of Bourne movies. So I showed the girls Taken the other night because right. I said, okay, I know you've seen this
Which
meme.
Which is not a Bourne movie.
No. So I know you've seen this meme. Yeah, we've seen it. Well, Jenna in particular, he KO'd him. Whoa! It's like they both were really getting into it. And I said, now here's the thing. It's important to know. This is a super fun movie. For the next 20 years, he will make the same movie. It's not a complaint. It's an observation.
Like, sometimes there's sequels, and then other times it's pretty much
yes.
just, it's like if Bruce Willis would have starred in all of the Die Hard knockoffs. Like, you had the original trilogy of Die Hard movies,
mm-hmm.
but then you'd have, like, Speed, which is Die Hard on a bus,
yeah.
or Executive Decision, like, which is Die Hard on
a
plane,
oh.
or you've got Air Force One, which is Die Hard on Air Force One. But Bruce Willis was only in, mm-hmm. like, a couple.
Liam Neeson is in all of them.
But Liam Neeson starred in all of the Taken knockoffs as well. Like, I'm wondering if, like, you know, they really did offer some of these scripts to Bruce Willis. And he's like, I did this movie. This is Die Hard. Like, why would I? I've already done this movie. But, like, jokingly, they sent them to Liam Neeson just being like,
all right.
Well, I mean, we're remaking Taken. Like, let's see if Liam Neeson will do it. And he's like, well, I guess I'll do it. I have a particular set of skills. And they're like, what, wait?
Particular set of skills.
We got Liam Neeson for the Taken knockoff?
So we watched Unknown, and then I said, oh, this is like the Bourne Identity. And then I had to explain, Bourne who? Bourne someone was, and then I had to explain, no, that's the guy's name. And then it became who's on first? I don't know. Third place. A whole thing happened with Jenna, and I'm just going to have to start them from the beginning.
The Bourne movies really were pretty
yeah,
solid.
Yeah, I enjoyed them. But like, was the same thing.
The coolest movies in the world that involve a man, like, beating another man to death with, like, a rolled-up newspaper. Like, I think that's what I love about those. Like, in an old Seagal movie or whatever, like, you know what he's about to kill that person with. But, like, Matt Damon goes in there, and you're just like, well,
he's going to MacGyver it somehow.
Like, you're like, well, is it the pair of sneakers? Is it, like, the book? Is it the, oh, dear. The lamp. He's gonna do it with the lamp, huh? I didn't see that one coming. That's neat. Can you do that with a lamp? Wow, that man is dead. That man is undeniably dead now.
Now, what this came out of it was the girl saying, when are you going to get us trained in self-defense?
That seems dangerous.
Well, I've always planned to. Well,
for them, for people around them. Like, you don't see, like, the girls eventually at some point, like, being at the house, like, possibly, like, in a different room so they're not directly supervised, and you just hear.
No, I see, you know, the first time Karen Allen's character is introduced in Raiders of the Lost Ark? I see Jenna doing that.
Drinking a very large man
right under
the table.
Just like, bring it. Boom. Any character Eileen Brennan ever played, I see Jenna doing that.
Like, well, I will tell you, quite a character introduction. Like, I mean, for better or for worse, like that. Marion Ravenwood, like, I think all of us, like, despite the fact that, what is it, 81, 40? Oh, my goodness. Raiders is 40 years old. I'm just saying, wow. Like, if he did end up going back and marrying her, but of all of the women in the Indiana Jones, but I'm just saying, like, Marion Ravenwood was, I think, the one we were all like, they should definitely end up together.
It's just why I found Kate Capshaw so irritating, because she was not.
Well, she got a good... She got Spielberg, like, and like, I think that guy's a billionaire. So, I mean, she got to be in an Indiana Jones movie.
It's just a lot of screaming. It's annoying.
I'm guessing they were like, okay, we need somebody that isn't Marion Ravenwood, because like, it'll just seem like we're copying it. And I think they just went too far in the other direction.
Anyway, you saw a Tom Hanks
News
movie
of the world,
Tom Hanks movie. And before we get into that, I'd like to thank Hints and Oakley Family Dentistry for bringing you this fabulous podcast.
Fabulous.
They are. Jane Ellen talking to Adam Cravens about, apparently, any random thought and or...
News of the World.
News of the World, which is in theaters. Mm-hmm. I'll even look it up to see how many dollars it made. So it's Tom Hanks. I know nothing about this.
It is set in the 1860s. This is what I believe.
Oh, it's the Western. Okay.
Well, it's kind of like, it's not
like. I just saw Tom Hanks makes a Western, and that's all I knew.
It's not like Six Gun Shooting, and like, he's not, you know, it's not High Noon. They don't show up at the OK Corral.
5 years after the end of the Civil War, Captain Jefferson Cow Kid crosses paths with the 10-year-old tack taken by the Kiowa people. That's pretty much it.
I mean, it's a little bit longer. They stretch it out to 2 hours. But, I mean, that's more like, he used to own a printing press. Like, he would print newspapers. He was in the Texas area. This eventually gets closed down after the Civil War. So now he makes his livelihood going around, and for a nickel, you can hear him read the newspapers. Now,
I was just making fun. I didn't know this part of the story.
This is, which, I mean, sounds kind of pedantic to people that have like smartphones and access to like all manner of anything, information at your fingertips. But you get to this, you think about the fact that like there's no electricity in a lot of these situations. People probably don't have access to the newspapers, and the ones that do have access to the newspapers, you possibly don't have the ability to read. Like, maybe you weren't educated to that point. And like, you've got like just people packing like the local like church, or maybe like some type of eatery or anything like that. Like, it's really interesting to like think about that. 'Cause when I read that, like, But right before I saw it, I was like, well, that seems boring and dumb. Who would do that? And I was like, wait, the internet doesn't exist. Like, you know, libraries probably aren't readily and easily available. But that's what he's doing now. And I was just like, well, that seems like an easy enough job. But he does cross paths with a girl that had been kind of taken in by a group of Native Americans. And
at any point, did they say it was inspired by the Olive Oatman story?
I don't think they did, but I don't know that conclusively either.
So,
I mean, if they did, it would have probably have been in the credits.
In the mid-1850s, there was this family traveling west, and for whatever reason, they ended up going with fewer bunches of people instead of all of them on their covered wagons. And there were Indians happened along, and her whole family was murdered except for her and her sister, and I think her brother for a little bit. But the brother was left for dead because he was under his parents' dead bodies. So the brother was taken back to wherever they're from, back east, 1850s, for real. And he's raised and stuff, and he is unsure about his sisters because they didn't find the sisters. So the sisters were taken by the tribe that came across these other people, and then they raised them for a year and then traded the girls to the Mojave tribe, where she spent like 5 or 6 years and was, you know, raised by the chief and his wife and all of that stuff. And then eventually Her brother became an adult and found her, sent someone to find her, and her sister had died, sent someone to find her, and she went back east and lived till she was 65 with, I guess, as they would say in that time, the white man. And, well, I don't know. And she's, you'll see pictures of her on the internet because she's dressed like a woman of the, I guess this would be at this point, let's say the 1860s, mm-hmm. only she has these tribal tattoos on her face, which meant she was a part of the family. So that's what made me think, if he went to get that kid who'd been with them since she was an infant, is that not what you told me the story was? She was with this tribe since she was an infant?
I don't know exactly when they get her, but like when he finds her, like in his like the gentleman that she had been traveling with has been killed, mm-hmm. and like he takes him to, I think it's like a, what, you know, a lieutenant in the army, and he's like, okay, your guy was doing this. He was trying to transport her back here. I'm just giving him, and he's like, well, the guy that does that is, he'll be back in 3 months. You can wait for him here, or mm-hmm. you can do it yourself. Mm. And Tom Hanks is just kind of like, what about option three? but he ends up taking this kid under, he's like, okay, fine.
So it becomes a True Grit situation.
Kind of, sort of, but without Jeff Bridges or the Duke. Mm-hmm. Which was, okay. I mean, I totally would have watched that movie. Tom Hanks, the Duke, and Jeff Bridges.
Oh, man.
For any reason, go somewhere.
And drink coffee. Sign me up.
Like, I'm just, that would be a film worth watching, even if literally all they did was sit around a campfire.
How is Jeff Bridges doing, by the way?
I'm not sure. I'm getting older.
He's very sick. He has cancer.
And oh, what?
Yeah, he started a website. Maybe 2 or 3 months ago.
Why did you have to hit me with that kind of negativity?
I thought you knew.
No, Jeff,
I thought you knew.
Oh, like.
Oh, there he is. He shaves his head now. And this is from December 15th. He got a new puppy. And he started a website so he could just say whatever he felt he needed to say because he didn't know if he would survive. Now, so far he has survived. But that's why he started his website, jeffbridges.com, because he just wanted to,
you know,
put it out there. It's called...
My world, Jane, was sad enough without thinking about the fact that Jeff Bridges has cancer.
And is 71. But he also has a puppy.
That's... Okay, I mean, that's...
Okay?
It's still a cherry on a turd sundae, but I guess it's still a cherry.
He also has a puppy.
This is true, yeah.
So, that's something.
I love Jeff Bridges.
Yes, now I'm scanning for the update. He was diagnosed with lymphoma in October, and he said the doctors say his prognosis is good.
Okay, well, okay, there's that. All right, okay. That's better. That's better than the alternative.
Yes, and the puppy's name is Monty. And this was his post. Here's the latest. Feeling good? Shaved my head. Got a puppy. Had a birthday.
He does know there's a lot of like social media out there. He didn't have to start his own website if he.
Well, he does Instagram, but he wanted to like do some long form stuff. Like, you know, he's lived into his 70s. He just wants to be able to say what he has to share with the world.
If you're Jeff Bridges, you can really probably do whatever you want.
So I digress. So the chances, seeing as John Wayne has already passed, the chances of that movie happening are not great.
You know, if they can
bring back Moff Tarkin, they can do anything.
I mean, that's actually exactly where I was going to go. If they can bring back Peter Cushing as Moff Tarkin, like, what? But then why can't you do that?
Like, I agree. So it's a Tom Hanks movie, and even a bad Tom Hanks movie isn't that bad because it has Tom Hanks.
I mean, honest to goodness, it's not a bad movie. If this was another year, this film would not have got a lot of attention. The thing that I do actually like, and like I said, let's put a huge caveat on this.
I've already forgotten the name of it. News of the World.
I don't like the pandemic. But the thing that I do enjoy about...
Are you sure?
I'm positive about that. So no, anybody out there that wants to be like, you said he'd like... Okay, no. I'm going ahead and course correcting you right now. But a lot of the films that are getting attention, like there's a Denzel Washington drama that looks like a procedural that's going to be released later this month. Mm-hmm. And like, really nowadays, if you're not based on like a superhero property, or like you're not Fast and or Furious, or like you're not based on like an 80s toy line, you don't get a lot of attention. And a film, like it's a fun period piece. Like
I was just scanning movies coming out and I saw Wrath of, and my mind filled in Khan. I thought, they're re-releasing Wrath of Khan? What? Ooh, not Wrath of Khan.
Khan will be 40 next year.
Yeah. It's Wrath of Man for the Martin Luther King weekend. It's like, it's probably nothing to do with
which
Khan.
Is the most dangerous thing to hunt.
Yeah.
Is man. Yeah. Which they don't do in this movie.
Yeah. So I'm just trying. Okay. So News of the World in its first week made $3.6 million.
Which isn't bad for now.
And it's going to go on demand a little later. And right now, I think Wonder Woman has made over $100 million, and it did the theater and on demand Christmas Day.
As much as I wanted the Tenet experiment to work, like, it didn't.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a while before a film can open to numbers let's say Avengers Endgame. Like, before you can open movies big like that and break, you know, box office records. Right now, like, if you're sitting on a, you know, $180 million, $200 million movie, you're probably going to have to attach it to a streaming app.
Yeah, you
like
are.
Bond, I don't know if they're going to eventually sell to a streaming, because apparently Netflix was throwing some money at them, saying like, let us release this thing. Because there's no way the new Bond movie makes back the movie that they need it to make back. Because I think it was scheduled for April, I think, or maybe March. But like, there's no way that thing pulls in like Skyfall numbers or or anything like that.
But maybe all of this will change what a successful movie makes now. I mean, we're talking astronomical numbers now, but 15 years ago, my movie made $40 million. Well, that's very good.
Well, I mean, if you're pulling it into, like, say, the streaming app, like, I don't remember the exact numbers, but somebody broke down, like, what Netflix gets in a month from subscriptions. And I'm like, that's the reason why they can bankroll all of these million-dollar, like, TV shows or made-for-TV movies. Mm-hmm. Like, there's billions of dollars if you do your streaming app correctly. And that's the reason why all of them want, like, you know, a piece of that.
Mm-hmm. QB, for instance.
Well, not QB. So you want to make millions, not lose the millions.
So, News of the World. Is that not a Queen album?
No, but I would totally listen to a lost Queen album.
It just sounds so familiar. Every time you say News of the World, it sounds like that. That's something.
It's a good film. Like, Paul Greengrass and Tom Hanks are both two artists that honestly elevate their material. Like, inevitably, if you put the two of those guys, like, if you put Tom Hanks in anything, like, I'm not saying, okay, Toy Story, for example. I think, like, that film was pretty successful for its time. And
thank you very much, Queen, News of the World.
Oh, it is. Okay.
That's why.
Which is not featured in this movie.
No Queen?
Hmm. But okay, Tom Hanks, like, who is in Toy Story. Like, that, he gave a credibility to Pixar, and that film in particular, that it would not have had if it didn't have him. And I'm not saying that any disrespect to Tim Allen or anything, but, like, he grounds that movie in a way that, like, I don't know that it would have worked as well if Tom Hanks had not been the one that had done it.
Mm-hmm. He says, beloved actor, comma, Tom Hanks. I can't think of many other actors alive today who would get beloved.
No, and like I said, it's just he. You've got people with like
Dolly
gravitas.
Parton, beloved.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'll grant you that one. But like, okay, Daniel Day-Lewis, incredible actor.
Not beloved.
But he's not beloved.
No.
But, like, I mean, I'll watch that guy perform, like, anything. Like, if they're just, whatever you tell me he's decided that he is going to do, I'm just like, well, it's probably going to get an Oscar. But, again, There's a very different type of that. Like Tom Hanks usually carries like a certain quality like with it. And this project really was no different than that. Like it's not a huge film. Like it's not going to make $200 million for obvious reasons right now, but it's an entertaining film. Like if you like a good narrative and you just want to see like a seasoned performer, like just get to do his craft, this film is an excellent movie. No car chases. There's guns, like, yeah. But not in like the Dwayne Johnson-y kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it's a good story. It's a well-made movie. It's got a lot of talented actors in it. It's a bit more quiet, I guess, than a superhero film or a movie with Transformers in it. But it's a good, entertaining film. Probably wouldn't take the kids to it, though.
Hmm.
Not because there's anything appropriate, but I mean, it's a talky movie.
Yeah, I don't see your youngest three settling into that.
No.
Not at all.
Like animated fair, yeah, sure, they're down with that. But I don't want to have to sit there and explain to them. He's like, why are they reading papers, Dad? Well, because the internet doesn't exist. Like when I explained to one of my boys the other day, I was like, whenever I would rent a movie from Blockbuster.
What's Blockbuster?
Yeah. I was like, we'd hook two VCRs like up together. Or I'd be like, actually, I didn't even say that. I had to explain
it
later. Did
you say how you illegally pirated them?
No, I did not, just admit to that. I said, I copied them. And he goes, oh, did you just put your phone up to the TV? And like, and in my head, like, I assume everyone possesses the memories and like the experiences I have in my life. And I'm just like, he was born like in the aughts. He has no idea that like what phones could do. I was like, do I start with what's a Blockbuster? Do I explain to him that phones back in the day, like they were mounted to the wall?
I have a mental picture of you like with an avocado green phone just holding that corded thing up
to the TV, just being like, oh, I got 1989's Batman now.
Ah, good times.
Or what Tanner like I said, it was a really kind of fun moment where I was like, I don't even know where to explain to him. He doesn't know what a VHS tape is. He might know what a VCR is. He thinks I held my phone up to the TV in order to cop the. I'm going to have to lay down before I do this. Oh, my goodness.
See, I mine are older, but I'm a little more stringent. I want him to know everything about everything. And something was on for half a second, and it was a scene of people in a bar, and you could see the drinks. And you could see a glass with red liquid in it that was tall with the celery sticking at the top. And I said, okay, what drink is that? How would we know? We're not old enough to drink. We don't even think we want a drink. I said, irrelevant. You're a human person. You need to know how to identify like the top 10 most popular drinks. Otherwise, you're a moron. If it's got celery sticking out of it, it's a Bloody Mary. Enough said. Now you know. Now, there are other drinks, and you know what it is, shaped on the glass, like a martini glass. That's the thing that looks like it's water and olives. I'll never forget. I was probably 5 years old, and I said to my mom, why is Mrs. Gaddy drinking water with olives in it at 11 o'clock in the morning? And I remember my mother and sisters laughing because I didn't know that it wasn't water with olives in it.
But it's more fun that way.
It really was.
Well, I mean, again, like going, you assume everybody has your experiences or perspectives. Like I'm sure that like, you know, the adult that is having to answer this for you is just like, oh, that's right. You know, they only have this amount of years experience and they've never seen that mm-hmm. before.
But I want mine to know random things that may never have any use for at all because I do. That's all. I just do.
I try to educate them as much as I can. But I mean, like I said, there's just some stuff, you know, you've got to sit there and go, well, I don't even know how to address that.
Yeah, there's that.
Going to have to figure out a way.
Okay, well, News of the World is a Queen album, and it is a Tom Hanks movie. Do you know where it's going to be streamed to? Is it going to be on HBO Max? Or
I would assume it'll probably drop on
the like, Amazon.
Well, I don't think it's got an exclusive.
Just everywhere.
Like, it's you know, like your you know, Vudu mm-hmm. or Movies Anywhere or Fandango Now or whatever you choose to like purchase or rent your mm-hmm. your films on.
Okay, but certainly a good movie.
Yes.
And it has Tom Hanks in it. But no Queen music, which lost opportunity.
But, I mean, honestly, if you rent the thing in your house, like, there's nothing stopping you from, like...
Making your own soundtrack?
Yeah, or, like, you know, getting on YouTube, or if you've got the MP3, or, like, if you really want to get crazy, pull out, like, your vinyl.
What is that you're saying?
That's crazy.
So, News of the World, witchcraft. Certainly worth seeing.
Witchcraft!
Thank you so much for listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Craven.
You've been listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.